you're very enthusiastic about the city and about many, many aspects of it, and think there's a tremendous amount of potential.
Miller noted Heron is unlike other foundations. It doesn't invest its endowment in the traditional portfolio market. Instead, it invests in enterprises that fulfill its mission.
We're looking for opportunities, and we'll underwrite every single one of those from an investor's point of view on a case-by-case deal as the deals come up. So, for example, if there's a bond issue that looks highly promising, then we'd make a decision based on that opportunity and, you know, underwrite it in real time. And those deals can take anywhere from 6 weeks to 6 years, depending on whether the stars align and everybody gets the paperwork.
Heron has already committed over $1.5 million in philanthropic equity in the medical campus. And with all the rapid growth in and around the campus and medical corridor, the Community Foundation is serving as a facilitator with Heron to connect the foundation to local economic development leaders.
We are looking to help connect the various areas of opportunity, one of them being that medical campus, another potentially being waterfront development, another being many of the projects and ideas that the Community Foundation has, or the Oshai Foundation, which was an early funder locally, with basically development that includes a lot of employment for people we care about.
And with these two foundations working together on this process, other local community members could be selected to make a pitch later this summer or fall about their economic development endeavors to the Heron Foundation. Miller tells WBFO News she's eager to learn what else Buffalo can offer. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.